And at this time in our fall sports preview, we're visiting with Ansley Litchfield head football coach Kurt Kolhanek, who joins us. Coach, great to talk to you. I don't know where the summer went, but I'm sure that you are excited to have football going once again.
Yeah, summer always goes fast. This one, just the older you get, it seems like the faster it goes. But yeah, we're back in there and we're going. Like, we got to play six man again, but we got 14 kids out, so everybody's out there going at it hard. So it's been a pretty good start to the conditioning season, and then we're about into pads already. So yeah, we're here we go.
Coach, you mentioned conditioning. Let's go back to the summer. I know that a lot of the conditioning is kind of upon the players themselves sometimes during the summer, dedicating themselves to the weight program and such. What were some of the things that you saw from the kids maybe during the summer that is maybe showing itself here in the early days of fall camp?
Yeah, you know, times have changed so much. So, I mean, it's on the kids in the summer. I mean, obviously, we have a weight program, whatever, but, you know, you got baseball, summer basketball. So most of all of my kids are active all summer, so that's really not a problem here. And then, like I said, I'm huge on conditioning because, I mean, that's going to win you a ballgame here and there.
Coach, you mentioned that it's the second year now for Ansley Litchfield in six-man football. At the end of the day, football is football, but there are some, like, nuances to the six-man game compared to eight-man or 11-man. Having coached six-man last year, were there some things that maybe you learned about the six-man game itself that helps you this year, or is it just kind of business as usual?
No, we've made some adjustments. Like, you know, I really wish we would do, like, you know, the American six-man went and played the Canadian six-man this year in an all-star game. And Canada plays eight-man rules and six-man, and that would be awesome. You know, the center's not eligible. You don't have to pitch the ball before you can advance it. But, I mean, that's just what it is, so we're going to go with it. Also, I have a new assistant coach, Gavin Sheen, that grew up in Wilcox, played for Wilcox Hildreth, won a state championship there. So I'm not that coach that you're going to step on my toes. So, I use him like a dictionary, you know. So that's going to help out a ton because we're not, like, multi-talented this year. So we're going to have to do some different things and scheme. So, yeah, Gavin's been great, you know. We added him to the program, and it's been awesome because we're just working together, putting our heads together.
Coach, every team goes through this each and every year. You have turnover. You have guys who left because of graduation from the year before. So now some guys, I'm sure, stepping up for you, filling some roles. Just talk about some guys you've got coming back that you're going to kind of lean on for the leadership that you need this year.
Yeah, you know, obviously we lost Luke Bailey, one of the best athletes in the state all around. But, I mean, that's just part of life. That's what happens. But I got Owen Cunningham coming back. Owen gets in the weight room. I mean, he's a great football player, but the biggest thing about Owen is he's a leader. He takes the kids that aren't so talented, and he makes them feel like they're wanted, and they try harder that way. And then we got Owen Brock coming back. He's going to be, you know, he's going to be the running back along with Owen. So with those two coming back, and then, you know, we had freshmen playing last year. Cooper Fletcher, Owen Hawkins. You know, we had three freshmen on the field last year a lot of times. So, yeah, with both Owen Cunningham and Owen Brott, I think, you know, we got some leadership there. It's just our schedule's so tough that, you know, we're going to get some bumps and bruises. But my goal, I told them, you know, when I set goals, first of all, we got to compete, and we'll go from there.
Coach, you mentioned leadership. I'm just kind of curious, the leadership style of this year's team for you, is it vocal? Is it lead by example? Is it lead by work ethic or a combination thereof?
It's a combination with Owen Cunningham. He's not real vocal. He lets me do that, but he knows anytime he needs to be. You know, I just give him the leash. He can do it, but he leads by example. Pretty quiet kid, but when something needs to be said, you know, with his peers, that's where he steps up and does it, and that's why I love the kid.
Yeah. You mentioned one of your assistants, new to the program this year. Talk about the other guys you have helping you out this year.
Yeah, I got Coach Cashlin. He's from Loup City originally, and he's been with me for, geez, probably 6-7 years now. So as far as coaching staff, we all work together. Like, the way I go with it, I don't want the referees to step on the field and know who the head coach is when they step on that field, because we all got to work together, and there's no, hey, I'm the man, you know. Let's put our heads together and let's do this. At the end of the day, I'm going to make the call, but you got to let your assistants be assistants, and you got to let them coach and have responsibility.
Final question, Coach. What are the keys for Ansley Litchfield to reach their full potential by the end of the season?
Like I said, we're going to have to start out being competitive. So the keys to me is, I mean, it's simple this year because, like I said, we're not multi-talented at all. But we're just going to have to play good defense. And then I know it sounds cliche, but we're not going to be able to have any turnovers on offense because we're going to have to keep running that clock and grind it down and then just play good tackle football.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. Always appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. Can't wait to see you during the year. And the best of luck to you and the Spartans in 2025.
Thank you, Brent. You do a great job.
Coach Kolhanek joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.